Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Jürgen Heinrich speaking. I'd like to offer you a warm welcome to our quarterly investor call. Today, I have with me Dr. Volker Metz, our CFO. We are delighted to report about our quite positive business development during very exciting times. Firstly, we are honored that we could secure safety for our employees, keeping the COVID impact on a reasonable level and protecting our mill system and organization. After an important impact due to lockdown actions in most of the European countries in quarter two, we could experience a quick recovery driven by strong demand in quarter three 2020. The demand in our industry is currently mainly driven by e-commerce business, processed food and consumer goods, and is on an unexpected high level. Besides of this, the entire company was driven by the startup of our most important project during this strategy period, the paper machine number 3. Fortunately, the startup could be realized on time and along the ramp-up curve quite successfully, even under difficult conditions due to the COVID restrictions. At least we would and can secure our importantly increasing raw material supply, which is important to support further growth opportunities. So far, on a short insight into the current situation, I'd like to hand over now to our CFO, Dr. Metz, to give us some guidance through the presentation and a more detailed view on things.
Thank you. Also, good afternoon from my side, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to welcome you also to our conference call on the third quarter results. Yesterday, we published the interim report for the third quarter of 2020. Our agenda for this call starts with the highlights of the third quarter of 2020 and a market overview. In the second part, I will present the financial performance. The third part will include the summary and outlook on ProGroup's operations with comments on the impact of the corona pandemic and an update on the startup of our new paper mill PM3. On page 5, you can see the highlights of the third quarter of 2020. In the third quarter, we saw a strong volume recovery after the lower volumes of the second quarter. In both businesses, corrugated board and container board, we achieved double-digit growth rates of 10.4% and 12.8% respectively. This growth was based on a strong demand, but also on our increased production capacity, especially the new PM3 on the container board side. The third quarter sales increased by 3.8% to almost 220 million euro, following the strong volume growth that more than compensated the lower sales prices. Our EBITDA in the third quarter reached 38.9 million euro after 41.8 million euro in the prior year's third quarter. The lower result compared to the prior year is based on a normalized price level and higher fixed costs. The EBITDA margin reached 17.7%, which is basically in line with the Q3 margins of the past, and as the third quarter results are impacted by the annual maintenance shutdowns of the combined heat and power plant and the PM2 paper machine. With the continuing progress of the PM3 paper machine project, we had again significant CapEx spendings in the third quarter. This led to the planned increase of the net financial debt at the end of the third quarter to 826 million euro after 671 million euro at the end of the year 2019. As a consequence, the net leverage increased as expected to 4.1. For comparison, the net leverage was 3.0 at the end of the fourth quarter of 2019. On the next page, we have the market development. And after the second quarter, which was strongly impacted by the corona pandemic, the market condition normalized in the third quarter. Both markets, corrugated board and container board, showed a strong recovery. Many industries returned to a rather normal level of activity in the course of the third quarter, which also drove the demand for corrugated packaging. Additionally, the structural shift in the consumer behavior towards a significantly higher share of online purchases supported the demand for corrugated boxes. This general trend was accelerated by the corona pandemic, and we expect that the higher share of e-commerce will be maintained in the future. Despite the increasing demand, the prices for containerboard and consequently corrugated board dropped in the third quarter as a consequence of the high stock levels at the end of the second quarter. Additionally, the latent risk of a potential oversupply situation due to the new capacities in the containerboard market supported this development. Prices for recovered paper continued the price normalization that started towards the end of the second quarter after the pandemic induced strong price increase in April and May. Quarter on quarter, prices dropped by 17%. On page 8, we continue into the second chapter. And in the third quarter, our containerboard sales volume increased by 12.8% to over 300,000 tons compared to the third quarter of 2019. This development was driven by both an increase in internal and external containerboard sales. As in the previous quarter, the increasing share of external containerboard sales are related to the preparation for the start-up of the PM3 paper machine. The higher share of external containerboard sales led to an integration level of 83% without the swap volume or 90% including the swap volume. These figures are slightly higher than the second quarter, but slightly lower compared to the third quarter of 2019. In the first 9 months of 2020, our containerboard sales volume increased by 5.8% to 834,000 tons. Additionally, I would like to mention that a sales volume of more than 300,000 tons in a quarter represents a new record high in our company's history. On page 9, you can see the corrugated board volume development. The sales volume of corrugated board in the first three quarters of 2020, in the third quarter of 2020 was 32,000 tons higher compared to the third quarter of 2019. This represents an increase of 10.4%. The reasons for the strong increase are the robust demand and recovery in most markets, but also the consistent outperformance of our business model. The basis for this growth are the additional capacities from our growth projects of the past 2 years, but also the continuing improvement of our productivity at the existing plants. On a quarterly basis, the third quarter sales volume were 49,000 tons higher than the second quarter sales volume. This represents an increase of 17%. For the 9 month period ended on 30th September, the sales volume increased by 6.9% compared to the first 9 months of 2019. This growth rate includes the negative effects of the corona pandemic, which gives you an idea of the organic growth power of our business. On page 10, you can see the quarterly and cumulative sales development. After a lower sales figure in the second quarter, the third quarter sales increased strongly to 219.7 million euro. The higher sales volume offset the effects from the normalization of price levels. The cumulative sales of the first three quarters of 2020 dropped by 4.6%. The higher sales volume of corrugated board and higher external containerboard sales could only partly offset the normalization of price levels. On page 11, we have the sales bridge from the third quarter of 2019 to the third quarter of 2020. The volume effect of plus 25.1 million euro reflects a strong increase in corrugated board sales volume by 32,000 tons and an increase of the external containerboard sales volume of 15,000 tons. The price effect of minus 18.9 million euro is based on approximately 8% lower average sales prices for corrugated board and 14% lower sales prices for containerboard compared to the first quarter of 2019. Total sales improved by approximately 3.8% in the first 9 months of 2020 versus the same period of 2019. On page 12, you can see the sales bridge from the second quarter of 2020 to the third quarter of 2020. After the impact of the corona pandemic in the second quarter, the corrugated board sales volume increased by 49,000 tons in the third quarter, while the external containerboard sales volume decreased slightly by 2,000 tons. This led to a volume effect of 27.8 million euro. The price effect of minus 4 million euro is the result of approximately 2% lower average corrugated board prices and 5% lower average containerboard prices. Total sales improved by 11.7% from 197 million euro in Q2 to approximately 220 million euro in Q3 2020. On the next page, we show the quarterly EBITDA and EBITDA margin development. In the third quarter of 2020, we achieved an EBITDA of 38.9 million euro after 44.6 million euro in the second quarter. The third quarter is typically affected by the annual maintenance shutdown of the combined heat and power plant and the PM2 paper mill. This leads to higher maintenance costs and lower income from the sale of electricity and steam. Compared to the prior year, with still very favorable market conditions, our margins have normalized in the course of 2019 and the first 9 months of 2020. Therefore, the lower EBITDA is within our expectations. The EBITDA in the first 3 quarters of 2020 reached 141.2 million euro after 163.4 million euro in the same period of 2019. The lower EBITDA is related to the normalizing market conditions and the impact of the corona pandemic, especially on the second quarter results. The EBITDA margin reached 21.8% in the first 9 months of 2020, which is a good result given the uncertain situation this year. On page 14, you can see the long-term EBITDA margin development on a quarterly basis. The EBITDA margin in the third quarter of 17.7% was at the lower end of the five-year margin corridor. The third quarter results are structurally lower than the other quarterly margins due to the additional effects from the maintenance shutdown. This year, the startup of the new paper machine PM3 also contributed with some startup losses to the lower margin. Despite the drop of our EBITDA margin below our long-term average, the cumulative margin of 2020 stayed well above the 20% level and positioned ourselves again at the upper end of the industry range. The free cash flow development on page 15 shows an increase in the third quarter of 2020 compared to the second quarter of 2020 and a decrease compared to the free cash flow of the third quarter of 2019. The previous quarters have been especially impacted by the high capex spending for the new paper machine project. This led to a significantly negative free cash flow. The operating cash flow was 40.5 million euro in the third quarter of 2020. This represents a decrease of approximately 60 million euro compared to the operating cash flow of the third quarter of 2019. The drop in the operating cash flow is based on the lower EBITDA, but also on income tax payments, which were 50 million euro higher than the tax payments of the third quarter of 2019. The cash outflow from investing activities was 79.5 million euro. This is especially related to the capex spending for our strategic project PM3. This development is within our expectation and is directly linked to our long-term and successful greenfield strategy. On page 16, you can see the EBITDA to free cash flow waterfall for the first 9 months of 2020. The EBITDA was 141.2 million euro. The current provision increased by 13.3 million euro. The trade working capital increased by 8.1 million euro. The cash flow from changes in other assets and liabilities was positive with plus 11.1 million euro. We paid income taxes in an amount of 41.4 million euros. And the most important element of the waterfall were the 255.9 million euros of CapEx spending for our value-creating growth projects. As a result, the free cash flow for the first 9 months of 2020 amounted to minus 139.4 million euros. On page 17, we have the development of the net financial debt and net leverage of ProGroup. In the third quarter of 2020, the net financial debt figure increased by 45 million euros. The increase was driven by negative free cash flows based on the before mentioned CapEx spending. Our cash on hand and bank balances dropped by 53.6 million euros. The increase in net financial debt and the decrease of the last 12 months EBITDA increased the net leverage from 3.8 as at the end of the second quarter of 2020 to 4.1 at the end of the third quarter of 2020. The net leverage is therefore above our long-term net leverage target corridor of 2.5 to 3. As communicated before, we expected that we temporarily leave the net leverage target corridor. This development is directly linked to the CapEx spending for our value-accretive expansion projects. Once the strategic expansion projects are ramped up, they will contribute to the intended deleveraging in the midterm. And as I said before, and I also want to point out again, that we are fully committed to our long-term net leverage target corridor, and we plan to achieve this goal in the midterm. The next page gives you a deeper view on the financial debt and finance costs. Compared to the 31st of December 2019, the financial cross debt increased basically due to the drawdown of 75 million euro of CapEx facilities minus the scheduled repayment of the loans outstanding. The amount of undrawn committed bank facilities increased by 25 million euros to 180 million euros at the end of the third quarter. This increase results from the drawdown of the facilities in the second quarter in an amount of 75 million euros and the closing of a 100 million euro facility in the third quarter, which was undrawn at the end of the third quarter. 90% of the financial liabilities at the end of September were denominated in euro, 8% in British pound, and 2% in Polish zloty. Approximately 85% of the financial debt has fixed interest rates and 15% has variable interest rates. The average interest rate in the first 9 months of 2020 was 3% versus 3.2% in the prior year same period. The drop of the average interest rate based on lower commitment fees. On page 19, we show the quarterly development of the working capital. As at the end of September 2020, the working capital was on the same level as at the end of September 2019. Inventories, trade receivables, and trade payables showed only small deviations compared to the end of the third quarter of 2019. Compared to the second quarter of 2020, the amount of working capital increased slightly by 4 million euros. 5 million higher trade receivables and 1 million lower inventories led to this increase. The working capital as a percentage of sales increased slightly to 17%. On page 21, we present now the summary and outlook. We delivered again a very good operating performance in the third quarter of 2020, given the very challenging circumstances. After the lockdown-related lower sales volumes in Q2, we saw improving market conditions for corrugated boards in Q3. This strong development continued in the fourth quarter so far, despite the various lockdown measures in many European countries. The strong demand for container board in the third quarter of 2020 reduced the inventory levels in the industry. This combined with the continuing strong demand leads to price increases for container board in the fourth quarter. The recovered paper prices normalized in the course of the third quarter. The outlook for the fourth quarter is characterized by additional demand from the new paper machines in the market and increasing production levels, but also a seasonally strong collection in the fourth quarter. In total, the outlook on recovered paper prices in the fourth quarter is the risk of higher price levels. At the beginning of the fourth quarter, we saw the new packaging park next to our PW12 corrugated board plant in Ellesmere Port started operation. The packaging specialist Crystals opened up a second production site next to our plant PW12. In light of the continuing uncertainty about the mid and long-term economic impact of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, we entered into an additional 100 million euro senior secured facility agreement in August 2020. The intention was to further bolster the group's liquidity and to allow it to weather even a further significant or more sustained potential economic downturn. On page 22, we have an update on the COVID-19 pandemic on our group. First of all, the well-being of our employees has the highest priority. Therefore, we took many precautionary measures to protect them, but also to find ways to continue with our business operations. We continuously monitor the development in the countries and regions in which we operate and adopt our procedure or introduce new measures if necessary. Especially the increase in cases since the third quarter in most European countries made it necessary to impose stricter measures in our plants and offices. After the major impact on our business in April and May, the volumes have improved significantly in the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, we have not recognized negative demand effects due to the corona pandemic. We rather observe much stronger demand so far. All our plants have continued to operate. Our plants have run with the planned capacity in the third quarter after temporary capacity adoptions in the second quarter. But we also assume social responsibility by supporting various local, cultural, sporting and social institutions, which are especially hit by the corona crisis. Brokos financial support is an expression of our thanks for the dedicated work of these organizations that are making a tremendous contribution to tackle the corona crisis. Before we conclude our presentation, we want to come back to our newest paper machine, TM3. On Monday, 24th of August, we started with the startup procedure at the new plant in Sandersdorf-Brenner. On the right-hand side, you can see pictures from the brand new site. After only 18 months of construction and assembly, we started our third paper machine within the original time schedule. As you can imagine, the COVID-19 crisis made it even more challenging to keep the time schedule. In line with our growth strategy, TM3 will provide additional 750,000 tons of containerboard capacity once the paper machine has ramped up. Besides the capacity addition, we invested in many resource-conserving components as part of our green high-tech strategy. With these investments, we will save up to 170,000 tons of CO2 emissions per year and reduce the water consumption by up to 3.8 million cubic meters per year. The new PM3 has been awarded the European Eco-Management and Audit Scheme, EMA. This means that the PM3 is already setting the benchmark for future when it comes to sustainability. With the decision for EMA, we voluntarily pledge to significantly improve on the statutory requirements for environmental protection in our business operations. And finally, the new plant created 140 direct new jobs and up to 350 indirect jobs. We are now at the end of our presentation, and I would be happy to answer questions you might have on our performance or on the report we published yesterday.
Thank you. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to submit a question, you may do so by pressing star followed by one on your telephone keypad, or if you've joined us online today via the request to speak button on your screen. We do have one question from Cole Hawthorne of Jefferies. Your line is now open.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for taking the question. I've got two questions from my side. The first one just on the wider demand environment. I mean, it really does seem like it's picked up, and you called out e-commerce, better processed food business. Is there any color by region you can provide in your business on the demand side is the first question. And the second question is, you've done very well to ramp up your new PM3 effectively on time when a number of your competitors are seeing a bit of delays due to COVID. And your low-cost asset base means that you'll continue to generate profits and cash flow even if prices are volatile. However, you obviously want to maximize your containerboard and corrugated board pricing to generate cash. So how do you think about the speed of ramping up your new PM3 containerboard machine versus balancing your internal demand for containerboard inventory levels at your corrugated board plants to make sure that you're not impacting pricing in the market?
The answer on the first question, I mean, we have very strong order intake from basically all regions. So there is currently no weak demand in any plant. So we are currently have an unexpected high demand given the still ongoing pandemic. Maybe this is also the reason for the strong demand, but we have no region which is weak. We have order intakes which are above our capacity at the moment, and this is in fact the strongest demand in I've seen over the past 10 years in Q4, and Q4 is normally the strongest quarter of the year. So it's really unusual high demand, and this is true for all our countries in which we operate. Answer to the second question, it is our ambition to ramp up the PM3 as quickly as possible. And we are taking at the moment most of the output of the PM3 internally. Even if we would ramp up a little bit faster than at the moment, which means additional capacity and additional production volume, it wouldn't be any problem to sell this containerboard externally. So the current demand is very strong, also from Europe, but also on a global scale. So the demand is currently there, and I think many buyers would be happy to take any volumes we could produce on top of what we are currently doing.
Perfect. Well, then just maybe one follow-up. I suppose we've seen an increase in the containerboard pricing now. Do you have any view for how we're going to be starting the new year? The reason I ask is, you know, there are a number of players ramping up supply and demand is very good now and inventory levels are low. But it'd be interesting to hear your views, how you think the industry is going to manage inventory levels into 2021 so that you start with a low level to kind of absorb any new supply coming upstream from, you know, some of your competitors like Hamburger and ProGuest, et cetera.
I think the current situation is rather how to find any volume in the market. So there's a problem the industry might have in the past to manage the inventory level at the end of the year, not to start with too high stock levels into January. This is probably not the problem we will see this year. Of course, there are new capacities. There, as we also read in the news, that Hamburger has started up and ProChef is also doing the same. But currently, we don't think that we will see extremely high stock levels because the demand is so strong at the moment. And as many players have very, very low levels, would be happy to absorb the additional volumes which occur in the second half of December. So I don't think this is a problem for this year, and we also expect a good start in 2021.
Thank you very much for the color. And just one more, you've talked about starting up your new operation in the UK, expanding a bit of your plant there with your new packaging park. Could you just give a little bit more color there on what you've done?
And this packaging park is operated by one of our customers, and he moved he opened up a second operation production site next to our plant. We opened up early in 2019 in Elsmere Port, and this packaging park is directly linked to our corrugated board plant, so we have no transportation costs to supply this customer, which makes it more efficient in terms of timing and pricing, and this will contribute also to the further ramp-up of our operations in the UK. So it's supporting the demand for our plant, and it's a very efficient way to work together, but we are still different companies, so we are not somehow connected. It's one of our bigger customers in the UK, but he's doing his own business, and we are supplying him as the preferred supplier, of course, with the direct link through conveyor belt, and we hopefully expand our business together over in the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have also received a question from Saul Casadio of M&G. Your line is now open.
Hi, and thanks for taking my questions. I just have a couple. I'll ask one at a time, if that's okay. It's just an update on CapEx, on your CapEx plan, what is left for 2021, and linked to that, the an update on PW13 and 14.
PW13 is almost done, so there are very few remaining payments as normal. You have some things to complete, so the PW13 is almost done. PW14 is still in. We still haven't decided to kick off the project yet. So there, of course, we included this in our CapEx plan for next year. But the final decision to start the project is not taken yet. So we'll probably wait two or three more months for this to start. So therefore, there are no big news on that. Regarding the CapEx figure as such, as I mentioned the last time, the figure we expect for this year will be in the range of the 290 to 300 million euro of CapEx. In 2020, and for next year, we haven't finalized the budget yet. It's not approved yet by the board, but the plan is to be around 100 million euro CapEx in 2021.
Okay, and that's would be with the PW14 included. Wondering if you can provide an indication without PW14.
I mean, this would include a portion of PW14. If you would cancel PW14, it would be rather in maybe 60% of that.
Okay. Thanks very much. And the second one is more of a business question that I haven't had a chance to ask you yet, but I was wondering how your business model, which is quite unique in the industry, which is basically to optimize the corrugating part of the value chain fits in with the trends that we're seeing in packaging towards e-commerce, shelf-ready packaging, and so on and so forth. Wondering whether these trends call for the corrugator and the converter to be next to each other under the same roof, just to simplify, and potentially might represent a bit of a challenge to your business model, or whether that's not the case. I was just interested how your business model fits with the trends that we're seeing.
I mean, packaging park partners like the PW, which I just mentioned, the PW12, we have virtually set up the same situation as an integrated player, except that both of us concentrate on what they can do best. We produce, our knowledge is to produce very high output on our corrugators, also with lower number of with a lower size of the product orders, so we can produce a high number of different types of orders and concentrate on the standardized production with in total high output and high productivity levels. Our customer can concentrate on designing different packaging solutions for different applications. So it's a complete different work and different tasks you are performing. So it, from this point of view, makes a lot of sense to separate ads exactly at that point. Of course, if you in our classic model, we have this advantage of the transportation cost between our plant and our customer's plant, and it also requires some time to just deliver the goods. But normally, our customers are within a range of 100 to 250 kilometers away from our plant, so it will not take a very long time to supply them. So within one day, the goods are supplied to our customers. And we are compensating this disadvantage by the higher productivity level on our side. So for our customer, if they are big enough and want to integrate, we have the opportunity with the packaging part. And if they are stay where they are, we on the other side can supply them also on a very short notice time and also at attractive rate. So in terms of the end application, I don't think that this is a big disadvantage versus an integrated player.
Okay. Thanks for your perspective.
Thank you. We have also received a question from Glenn Zahn of Seaport Global. Your line is open.
Good afternoon. Sorry to belabor the point on demand, and I don't want you to repeat. You have to repeat yourself, but just I'm trying to understand the pent up demand that you're seeing in the fourth quarter, and what the nature of this is. This in which end markets are you seeing it from, and is this something of demand that's basically shifted from second and third quarter that's going into the fourth quarter that's keeping prices up? Is it mostly e-commerce, and how sustainable do you think that demand is going forward into the first quarter of next year?
I mean, the demand started to pick up after the summer here very early this year, which is normally an indicator of a strong fourth quarter. In some years with a weaker demand, it takes much longer. It lasts until October before you see a significant improvement in demand. This year, it already started in September, so I don't think this is a shift from the third quarter into the fourth quarter. And corrugated board or corrugated packaging is normally not a good which you store for half a year or so. So it is too volume, has too high volume, and it's rather low cost packaging. So you don't, it's nothing you put on a shelf for months. So I don't think that there is a huge time shift. With regard to end market, that we don't supply directly to the packaging user, it's not easy for us to give you a precise answer, but what we normally see, the fourth quarter is typically strong based on the pre-Christmas business. E-commerce is contributing increasingly over the past, but this year it is probably further fueled by the additional e-commerce demand due to the corona pandemic restrictions. If you consider your own behavior, how you're doing at the moment, at least most of us are purchasing more and more online. This is adding up to many people who are staying at home, ordering normal goods which they have bought in the past in a regular shop they are buying now online, so this is for sure contributing. And on the other side, for example, in Germany, many people travel normally in the summer. This year, many of them stayed at home, so they have additional cash available, and what they're doing is improving and their homes and buying other things like electronic devices or furniture. So these are also drivers for additional demand, and this hits to a normally already fully capacity utilization in November and December. So if you add to 100 capacity utilization additional demand, it just makes the market very, very nervous. And this is what.
But if it's just, it's safe to say that I mean, just given the nature of your location, that you're somewhat. Products are used in the end markets of general German industrials and automotive. So what I'm hearing is that these other sectors are basically offsetting the weakness in those. Is that correct?
I think we saw also in the other industries also recovery in the third quarter. I mean, of course, they suffered in the second quarter, but in the third quarter, many industries saw signs of recovery. And now it's different from what we experienced in the second quarter. In April, May, or at the end of March, everybody was like frozen. Nobody knew what will happen next day. Will there be additional restrictions? How will we come through this pandemic? Now it's the second wave, and everybody acts a little bit more relaxed. Of course, nobody's happy to accept these measures, but people are doing, treating it differently. There are no such strict lockdowns in many industries. So production continues as far as we are observing this in many industries, which is different from the second quarter.
I think it's a general change in behavior. We can say that it's like a corona cocooning. You know, people are consuming, staying at home, and consuming different products, which are packed in a different way. Maybe it has happened within a 5 to 7 years period of time, and now it happens within 5 to 8 months. Additionally, the industry manufacturing, for example, in Germany or Poland or other countries, is recovering quite quickly because they had orders on their books and in the pipeline, and they couldn't produce in the second quarter, and they started from June and July on to recover and to produce. Even automotive is much stronger now.
Okay, fair enough. You can understand my skepticism just in previous recessions. It didn't generally work that way. But just lastly, as far as margin is concerned, are you comfortable given the pricing increases in the quarter? We're not going to see any margin compression year over year, but we actually might see similar margins, if not any expansion. And then on top of that, have you been in discussions with or talked to your rating agencies, and are they showing any discomfort with the fact that you in August went to raise another $100 million on your revolver? And as far as your target of, do you see any material delays in that leverage target of getting leverage down to less than 3x?
I mean, regarding the first question, the margin development now in the fourth quarter is the beginning has the impact from the sales side. We saw a decline in containerboard prices in the third quarter. This puts pressure on corrugated at the beginning of the fourth quarter, and now we see in the fourth quarter increasing prices. So this will reverse the effect, but will not be in our P&L before the next year. So the fourth quarter result will be impacted by, at the beginning, pressure on corrugated prices, which will turn around towards the end of the fourth quarter, but not the full effect. And from the raw material side, the additional capacity and a robust demand from the existing capacity drove recovered paper prices. So there will be some higher input costs in the fourth quarter versus the third quarter. So there is some cost pressure. But with the now announced and already implemented containerboard prices, we will be covering this and compensating this and give us a good basis for the start in 2021. But the fourth quarter will not benefit from the higher sales price, but of course will be impacted by the higher raw material cost. And
the last question was just on the rating agencies, your discussions. Have they showed any discomfort with your raising an additional $100 million? And as far as your leverage, is there any delays in your leverage target of 3x?
I mean, we were in discussion with the rating agency, especially in the first half or in the second quarter. And the $100 million, I mean, this was a precautionary measure. I mean, it's always difficult to see what could happen. We start with the negotiations on this new facility in April. So at that time there was a huge uncertainty. And now looking back for the first, would have done a little bit less than 100 million, but now it's already signed, so we have it, and it's also a buffer for potential which might occur in the future. So they are, from our perspective, not extremely concerned about this. It's more as a backup facility and not to let the want to draw it and spend it for new things. So it's rather that it backs up our liquidity. Of course, they know what we are doing with our greenfield project, that we are increasing the net debt, and now we are in the fourth quarter or beginning of 2021 at the point where we have all debt on our balance sheet from this expansion project, and hardly any return from this new project. And this is the point in time which is structurally the weakest in terms of net leverage. But of course, we communicated this very early to our rating agencies and explained to them the rationale behind this. And if you are following our greenfield strategy, there's just no other way to do it like this. I mean, the other option is to do M&A deals, but this is not our philosophy. So in our business model, the expansion into a new paper machine is just a huge, very huge step, and this is one of the consequences. But we are quite sure that the rating agency understood the step, and therefore they also, they of course they know also our budget, and then they learned, okay, there might be this temporary peak. But we are also very committed to reduce our net leverage in the future, and reduce also the EBITDA is also increasing at the same time with the ramp up of the new machine. So there will be a much less stress figures in the midterm future.
Well, you're definitely doing good work given all the money you're spending and the surrounding COVID environment. Well, thank you very much and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. We also have one final question from Luigi Algezi from Wells Fargo. Your line is now open.
Good afternoon. Just a quick question on higher provisions. You have slightly higher provisions this quarter for outstanding invoices, so would be interested to hear a comment around that and what you're seeing during this quarter as well.
I mean, the provisions are little bit of a random occurs randomly. I mean, with the PM3, it's either trade payables or provision for outstanding invoices. So if we of course received many many things have happened at the PM3 to complete the paper machine, and not for all things we already received the invoice. So what we are doing is to record a provision for outstanding invoice, and this is the reason for the slightly higher provision for outstanding invoice at the end of the third quarter. But this will be solved in the future with lower projects, smaller projects in the future, that there will be not such a high deviation from one quarter to another.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, that's star one or the request to speak button on your screen if you'd still like to submit a question. We have no further questions on the line.
So then, thank you very much that you joined our third quarter conference call this afternoon. I would be happy to see you or hear you soon the next time with our full year update at the beginning of next year, probably at the end of February, and hope you have safe holidays over Christmas and you stay healthy until the next time. So take care and have a nice weekend as well.
Thank you.
Thank you very much as well, and please stay healthy and safe. Thank you so much.